Welcome to our awesome universe, where space news arrives in clusters. Audits, defiant flyovers, and rocket explosions, sometimes all from the same agency week.
One Spaceman 2000 has been tracking the latest from NASA's world. Cost comparisons, a regulatory standoff, and a launchpad comeback story. Let's start with all three.
This segment is really asking one question. How much turbulence can a single space agency absorb before something gives? Budget pressure, regulatory friction, and a key contractor rebuilding from a literal explosion.
Starting with the budget pressure, the Florida Sentinel story on the OIG audit puts it plainly. Boeing Starliner costly, but cheaper for NASA than SpaceX switch, audit says.
So the upshot is that NASA is stuck. Starliner is late, troubled, and still not certified. But walking away and leaning entirely on SpaceX would cost more. That is a genuinely uncomfortable place to be making safety decisions from.
The audit, released June 30, flags that the timetable for Starliner to ferry astronauts to and from the International Space Station is running short. Certification remains uncertain, and the path there has been described as tumultuous.
Meanwhile, NASA's own administrator was busy making a different kind of headline.
The Newser piece covers it directly. The FAA rejected a request on June 30 to allow four 1970s-era Northrop F-5 Tiger II jets to participate in the National Mall flyover for America's 250th birthday, calling the aircraft very high risk and citing concerns about flight controls, ejection scenarios, and past crashes. Jared Isaacman flew anyway on July 4.
The head of a safety-conscious federal agency, overruling a safety determination from another federal agency in a vintage jet over Washington. Noted.
And then there is the Blue Origin story, which is a different register entirely. Isaacman told reporters, Blue Origin's response to the situation is almost beyond impressive. And that's not just a NASA assessment.
That situation being the May 28 explosion that damaged New Glenn's only operational launch pad, which matters because New Glenn is tied to Artemis lunar missions.
Isaacman noted that U.S. Space Force officials have also been deeply involved in Blue Origin's planning since the anomaly. The cleanup and rebuild effort has drawn serious institutional attention, not just praise.
Cost pressures, a regulator ignored, and a launch pad rebuilt from rubble. NASA's week contained multitudes.
More from the universe next time.